This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Whitrock. A vote in Santa Cruz County next week pits agricultural interests against public officials. Measure T is the only thing on Tuesday's ballot in Watsonville. KEZU's Doug McKnight reports the measure would allow the city to annex 95 acres of farmland.
Isaac Rodriguez stands on a street in downtown Watsonville that is a checkerboard of empty storefronts. It's a town hit hard by recession.
Currently, Watsonville is experiencing a 23-24% unemployment rate, and our budget is going through major changes, and the city of Watsonville is having to make a lot of budget cuts.
Sales and property taxes, the city's most important source of revenue, have nosedived. There have been furloughs for city employees, and layoffs are threatened for police and fire. Rodriguez is the city's parks commissioner and a backer of Measure T. It would change an earlier measure passed by voters that limits where Watsonville can expand.
If we were to develop 60 acres of this land, we would be able to bring in about maybe 1,200 to 1,300 new job opportunities.
The land sits along the east and west sides of Highway 1 between Riverside Drive and West Beach Street. City officials would like to see the farmland developed into a shopping center or major retailer. They believe doing so would not only bring jobs, but would increase badly needed sales and property taxes. Watsonville native and resident Julian Posadas says the city cannot depend on direct revenue from farms.
There's no farmland in Watsonville, the city of Watson. Actually, Watsonville was built on top of prime farm agriculture land. If you want to talk about history, potatoes were grown on Lincoln Street before, but that went away, and then it was the apples just, not too long ago, and those went away.
About a mile away, Jean Byrne walks the field next to her farm stand just west of Highway 1 along Riverside Drive. Jean and her husband own High Ground Organics and farm 15 acres of the land the city wants to annex. Byrne says annexing the land is just wrong.
This is really a prime growing area for the country and the world. So, with a growing population, to be paving over farmland is really short-sighted.
Sam Earnshaw is coordinator for the County Alliance of Family Farms. He shares Gene's passion for farming and says these particular plots are unique.
It's flat, it's fertile, the climate is beautiful. Like, farmers all over the world would die for this piece of land.
And Earnshaw adds, there are other sites in the city of Watsonville that are currently vacant and could be developed.
There's 76 buildings and sites that are available, and so, I'm opposed to building on farmland, period, but at least it should be the very, very last thing to do. It's a national resource. It's like, it's as valuable as giant sequoias or the ocean.
Jean Byrne rejects the notion that only a shopping center can create jobs. She says agriculture also creates jobs, and not just the ones in the fields.
The irrigation supplies, the tractors, the boxes, there's so many things that farmers need. There's people who make their living by doing welding or that sort of thing.
If the measure passes next Tuesday, the city will still need approval by the Santa Cruz County Local Agency Formation Commission. The commission is a regional body responsible for overseeing urban expansion. In the past, it has not looked favorably on the city's attempt to annex this land. Doug McKnight, KEZU News.